TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
And you need to work on your bedside manner, my friend.
What? I was trying to give my buddy some chuckles in his time of need.
I know you're trying to joke, but it's not appropriate at all times.
I don't think that's true. Noah went to the hospital for a sprained dick. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. Doesn't matter who's laughing.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well. This week, Noah has a health scare, Andy takes a CPR class, and I get a little too political. Sorry. But when you hear this sound...
Well, you can't tell by the way I roll, shorty, that I'm a ladies' man, a businessman.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Hey everybody, welcome to Noah's Not Deadcast.
Still alive and kicking, and not sure exactly what happened, but that's alright.
That's my favorite show, Noah's Not Deadcast. Second favorite show to Tim's Not Deadcast.
Andy is third.
Hey!
Wah,
wah. Oh, you know what? That's also my third favorite show, so.
No. Andy's Not Dead should be your favorite show.
No. Drew's Not Dead is my favorite show. Oh, I'm a better parent than Tim.
You know what? If I'm not alive, I can't be around to be a parent. If he's not alive, oh well. I'm just kidding.
You can still parent him drunkenly atop his grave.
Exactly.
I miss you, boy.
Don't do drugs. Good job.
Your papa misses you.
I guess if I'm dead, though, he has a chance of becoming Batman.
This is true.
Oh.
Do-do-do-do-do.
I just assume you didn't.
You need to get
but
a much better
Tim,
job.
Why do you want to take away from your child the chance to be Batman?
This is true.
Well, the problem is I'm not a billionaire, so I don't have a bunch of money to bequeath him yet, so he's going to be a very low-level Batman.
Yep. At this point, Tim can't bequeath anything.
He's gonna
he can
be
only bequeath.
He's going to be poor man's Batman. But he'll be Batman.
What is that, Ratman? No, 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 no. Eating out of trash cans.
So this is actually TanCast. I'm actually Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I am Noah, the N in TanCast.
And also the N in Noah's Not Dead.
This is true.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How's your motherfucking week?
So for the listener who has no context, Noah had a bit of a health scare yesterday.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I was running on Friday. And my chest started to feel tight. And I was like, well, this is not normal. And I stopped running. And I was like, it feels okay. And I ran a little bit more. And you know, then I eventually got back to work where I was running. And I'm like, my chest still feels tight. This is worrying. But I didn't go to the doctor. When I called in the next day, they're like, you should have gone to the doctor then. I'm like, all right, fair enough. Next time I will do that. So it was still like the chest tightness was carried out throughout the day, you know, till next day. And I was like, I should probably go get this checked out. So I did. They did like a bunch of tests, EKG, blood tests, x-ray, a bunch of other stuff. And that was not a heart attack. They don't know what it was, but it was not a heart attack. But it's just, it was a little scary. And yeah. Here I am.
I know them feels.
Say it again.
Oh, I was just saying I know them feels. Sorry, I think we're having bad connection.
I would say it was very scary. Like, I mean, you know, just brings into focus the fact that my body someday is going to fail me, and there's nothing I can do about it. Like, just one day, my body's just going to go, no more. Not today, Noah. That will be it. So, yeah, that was... I mean, I stayed pretty calm. But yeah, inside I was like, shit, what's going on? I would like to know what's going on. And I never did find out. And now I feel better. So I don't know. But I'm still alive, which is good. Was a hard time.
Sounds like exercising was the problem, which is what I've been saying for years.
Yep.
I'm going to keep on exercising.
See, when I exercise, I feel like I want to die. When Noah exercises, he feels like he's actually dying. One way or the other, exercise is to blame.
In this case,
hey, Tim, you've been sitting on the couch all day. How's your chest? Loosey-goosey.
Yep.
Wait for it.
Wait for what?
What?
Oh, I thought Noah would laugh. I thought he was on a delay. Nope. He just didn't find it funny.
I think I laughed.
Noah does not like loose gooses, sir. He likes his gooses tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a goose is a euphemism.
Oh.
A goosemism.
Oh, no.
For what, Tim? Tell me. Tell me. Tell me.
Pussy.
Yeah, it's not appealing when you say it like that. That is not turning me on, Tim.
Oh. You go out on a couple of dates, you and your lady friend are kind of feeling each other's vibes. All of a sudden, over dessert one evening, she leans in and says, "Hey, how'd you like to go home and sample my perfect?"
It sounds like you're vomiting it out. Like, it's just falling out of your mouth in, like, this big chunk.
Oh, God. Oh, I think I ate some bad pussy. Oh, don't eat bad pussy, kids.
So, I had to go to two hospitals. I went to the urgent care, and they're like, "Well, we did the EKG. I'm 99.9% sure it wasn't a heart attack, but if you want to know for sure, you have to go to the emergency room." So I was like, "Well..." He's like, "You could wait until tomorrow and see." And I'm like, "You know, just for some peace of mind, I want to go now." So I took a lift there. And I started to tell the guy, you know, what was happening. And I'm like, "I probably should assure this guy I'm not going to die in this car. I'm like, I'm not going to die. I'm okay. I just want to get checked out." Think about it. She's like, "Wait, this guy's having a fucking heart attack right now? And he called a lift? Fuck this guy."
"Hey, buddy, can you make sure that you log into the app just so I can make sure that I get paid? I mean,
can you
ring
me ahead of
the
ahead of time?
Can you just bring it up right now, and I'll just give myself 5 stars and a tip?" And then
I
when
died
I,
in the back of this dude's cab, but it was my fault, not his.
When I was at the hospital, some guy, I think it was getting a tube shoved down his throat, and that sounds like the worst thing ever, and I never want that to happen. He was just like, and it's just continuous. I was like, "Oh my god!" Like, this—that sounds like fucking terrible.
What? Sounds
so
awesome.
Yeah, if you can avoid that, I suggest not going, not doing that based on that guy's reaction. Yeah.
I want hella tubes.
Just all the tubes down your throat.
Yep.
Tim wants a series of tubes.
Or you can start practicing now. Get your throat relaxed, so you're okay.
Practice for intubation, ladies. Noah's available for lessons.
Why ladies? I mean, everybody might get it.
Because Andy's implying that you use your dick to intubate them.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Because your dick is rather large.
And it'll reach the back.
It's not going to reach into
the front
your...
and the back. Where? And side to side.
Where does it go, Andy? Does it go into your lungs?
For breathing, yes. Yeah, if they're going to do a feeding tube, they shove it up your nose.
Okay. So, yeah,
so
I don't
breathing
think my
tube
penis is going
to
reach your lungs. No matter what,
yeah,
Andy
the
thinks.
Breathing tube is to bypass your esophagus to make sure that they can put the pumper thing on there and not just pump your tummy up like a balloon and then have you vomit.
Oof. All right, well, back to the drawing board.
Yeah, well, speaking of which, I did a CPR class this week so I could get certified at my work, and that was one of the things that the husband and wife team of he was like a firefighter/EMT. And she was a nurse, but has also, like, done, like, I guess they've both done the, you know, travel on a life flight helicopter first responder kind of thing. So they've both done CPR out in the field a lot, and they both talked about, yeah, you know, if you don't get the head cocked back and the lower jaw lifted just right to fully open up the airway, the bigger tube is actually the one that goes into your stomach. So you wind up blowing their stomach up like a balloon, and then they will vomit all over you. Doesn't even have to be like a muscle reflex. It's just you will expand a muscle-filled pouch, and then as soon as the pressure goes away, it'll just go, and everything's coming back up at you. I'm like, okay, so chest compressions it is. Sorry, person not breathing. I'm just going to pump around the oxygenated blood you already have and hope that you wake up from that. Because I'm not going to eat your lunch.
I eat it up.
I drink your puke up. I drink it up. Ew.
Did that just sink in how gross that would be?
No, it was just gross. Who wants to do it?
I ate a CPR vomit with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Oh, Anthony Hopkins. Yep. You're the best.
Yeah, so the CPR class was interesting. Apparently, I was like really trying to save that dummy's life. Because the dude that I was paired up with. No, I didn't actually break the dummy.
Did you yell at it? You son of a bitch! Don't you die on me!
You know what?
Slap it.
I was there with a bunch of people that I worked near but not with, who would not be used to my antics. I was going to go like whole hog, like slapping the dummy and like, wake up! Wake up, you son of a bitch! Don't you die on me! And I looked around the room and was like, nope, no, your audience.
I love you! You can't die on me!
What are you talking about? It's even better that they don't know who you are. That you've just fucking snapped.
You know, if they had us practicing rescue breathing, though, I was totally going to do it like slow and sensual, like, you know, over licking lips.
Oh,
and, yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, it was. I don't care if that disgusts you, Tim. This is how I live my life. Bye. I make my own choices.
Why?
Don't tell me how to live. You're not my father.
You're my real dad.
So they said that the... The target is at least 100 compressions per minute. And they're like, and that's way faster than you think it is. Well, I had done CPR training like a decade or two ago. It was a long ass time ago. And they had told us, you know, it's way faster than you think. Sing the song Stayin' Alive in your head while you do the chest compressions. Well, apparently I'm faster than the Bee Gees because the dude clocked me at like 148 compressions in the minute that they had me doing it. I was looking around at like there was a bunch of guys like clearly these dudes go to the gym, you know, they got the cut biceps and, you know, like the skinny little waist they're all wearing, the tight shirts, and then I'm wearing, you know, like the oversized shirt to hide my pooge and all the rest. I'm looking around the room, I'm like, man, I'm gonna be doing this for a minute and I'm gonna be fat dude winded and all the rest of these guys will be like, yeah, no sweat, man, it was totally easy. I'm looking around the room while I'm doing mine and I'm just pumping away on this dude.
Yeah,
I was. Anyways, yeah, just squashing the shit out of this dummy's chest. And, like, I look around the room and I see these guys like sweating and heaving and like, oh my god! And the guy's like 30 seconds. They're like, what the fuck? And I'm like, oh, this is pretty easy. I'm like, oh, I guess it's just like these guys are using their arms. I'm using my hips. I'm letting my body weight do the work. Like, I am crushing this thing because I am heavy. So I got done with it. I felt a little tired. I look around the room. Like, all the rest of these fit dudes are, like, totally winded. I was like, yes, I excel at CPR. Rescuing a dummy is my thing. You guys go do your bench presses and shit. I will save real lives.
So you must have been thinking of the Wyclef Jean Refugee All-Star remix of Stayin' Alive. Maybe that's why you got so fast.
I think I was thinking of the one that was used in Airplane, which they did speed up.
My joke's funnier.
Maybe. My joke comes from an actual comedy movie.
Well, my joke was used in The Big Hit. How you like that?
Oh, well, you win then.
Yeah, I do win. Hooray for
Which
me.
Which is an excellent movie.
Yep. Lanolin, not some aloe vera bullshit, motherfucker.
Oh, good times.
That was just a random-ass Hitman movie.
It was.
Was that on Netflix? I would like to revisit that movie. Oh, Nostalgia Critic.
Oh.
No. What is it called?
Nostalgia goggles. Ah, who remembers
there
shit now,
There is actually
now,
a
Tim.
YouTube guy named Nostalgia Critic.
Ah.
Who remembers
I agree with
shit
him
now?
Should we do Tan Laughs since we've done so few of them recently? Oh, Batman Begins is on Netflix now.
Da-da-da-da. This is the wrong song. I don't care, because it's awesome.
The original Batman was also on Netflix for a bit. I don't know if it still is.
It was, quite a bit.
Nope. Yep, Batman and Robins, and Batman Begins. What a smorgasbord of... That's like one of those, three-card Monty things where one card is total shit.
Indeed.
They trick you in that game,
find a Batman
by the way.
Movie, find a turd. Find a Batman movie, find a turd. Oh, you found a turd. Sorry. No winner.
Just in case anybody listening is thinking about doing a CPR class,
no.
Ladies, short skirts and low-cut tops are definitely the recommended attire for doing CPR classes at a work location.
The Big Hit is not on Netflix streaming, in case anybody was wondering.
Damn. How about The Big Chill?
You know what? I exited out of Netflix. We'll never know.
Big Lebowski's on there.
I mean, you could open it back up, Tim.
No. Once you close it, it's closed forever.
Yep.
No.
That's how it goes.
People do it all the
got
time,
Big
Tim.
Daddy, Big Fish, Big Trouble in Little China, Bigfoot's Reflection. That sounds stupid. Big Ass Spider. Well, come on now. Who doesn't want to see that? Biggie and Tupac, Big Boss, starring what is either Bruce Lee or I Am a Racist. Piglet's Big Movie, and something for my other podcast, Little brother, big trouble. Looks like some reindeer having some antics.
Uh-oh.
In the North Pole.
Uh-oh.
Little brother, big trouble. Almost sounds like Big Trouble Little China. But it's not.
It's a spinoff.
Or like a really bad porno.
Or Big Daddy Kane is in The Art of Rap.
Oh.
And those are all the bigs that we got. Oh, and Jason Biggs.
Oh, what happened to that guy? I feel like I don't see him as much anymore. Oh, you know who's on the show? Orange and New Black. Never mind.
Well, good for him. So I was going to say, do we want to do Tan Lab since we haven't done it in a couple weeks?
Hails
but
to
I don't
the
know. What's that?
Hails to the yeah.
All right.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Lab segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
I claim Deans.
I claim other Deans.
Her?
He sent two.
Oh, so you want the one all by itself?
Yes.
Knock yourself out.
I want back seat right, in the feet. Wait, I want the back seat in the middle of my feet on the hump.
I'm hump boy.
Oh, later when we talk about things we watched, did you watch Brian Regal's special?
I did not. I did not watch CSI either. And oh, nor did I finish the Muppets pilot or pilot episode.
Well, you're a piece of shit.
I was busy dying.
Maybe it's because your heart was dead inside. Maybe that was the problem you were having.
Exactly.
Your heart's like, I lack Muppet joy. This life is over.
Okay, so here's the first batch of jokes from Dean. What do you call a Gungan graffiti artist?
I don't know.
Jar Jar Banksy?
Jar Jar Banksy.
I didn't even read it.
Oh.
Oh, look at the big dick on Andy.
How do you make stir fry on Endor?
I know the
With
answer.
With some Ewok-y?
In an
you
Ewok.
Use an Ewok. What do Star Wars Universe and Italian Vacation Resort have in common?
I don't know.
Ooh, I have no idea.
They both have a Dagobah. I don't know. I don't get the bah part of that.
Bar, I think, maybe.
Oh, hey. All right. Good. Thank you, Andy. Glad you're here. What did Yoda say to Schrodinger's cat?
Alive or dead you aren't? I don't know.
Do and do not. Also try.
Weird.
What do you call a Taiwanese beverage festival?
I don't know.
A Boba Fett.
Goodness.
Oh, like
I'm sure
boba
that
tea?
Translates to something. I was hoping smarter people than me would get it.
Yes, the little boba balls.
Okay.
But here's the reason I picked it, his last joke. What do you call a Zack Snyder directed episode 8?
I don't know.
A huge piece of shit.
I like Zack Snyder. He's my best friend.
Well, you tell your best friend he can eat a bag of mesquite flavored donkey dicks.
Have you heard the thing where they're like cutting out Superman from our Batman?
Yeah, I've heard that rumor.
Sorry, Henry Cavill. Okay. That's not Dean's last joke. This is. Where do Sith Lords buy their Christmas gifts?
I don't know. Andy, tell me.
At the Darth Mall.
Winning.
Always winning.
Oh, that was it?
That was it.
Yep.
Oh, well, I got some more jokes in.
Do it.
I got these from Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Badoom. Two blondes are in a river holding fishing poles with lines in the water. A game warden comes up behind them, taps on the shoulder, and says, "Excuse me, ladies, I'd like to see your fishing license." "We don't have any," replied the first woman. "Well, if you're going to fish, you need a fishing license," said the game warden. "But officer," replied the second girl, "we aren't fishing. All we have are magnets at the end of our lines, and we're collecting debris off the bottom of the river." The game warden lifted the lines, and sure enough, there are horseshoe magnets tied on the end of each line. "Well, I know of no law against it," shrugged the game warden. "Take all the debris you want." And with that, the game warden left. As soon as out of sight, the woman started laughing hysterically. "What a dumb fish cop. Does he know that there are still heads in this river?"
That is the smartest dumb blonde joke I think I've heard.
Yeah, I'm like, they're both smart and dumb.
Yes.
Working together.
They're steelheads. We are going to use magnets.
But we're going to come up with this lie on the fly.
Yep.
Fly fishing.
Hey.
It all works together.
Ah. Waka waka.
Zack Snyder's not directing Star Wars, right?
No, not yet.
Okay. I mean, but there's no plans for him to.
Not that I've heard of.
Okay.
Dean's joke was the first I've heard of it.
Okay. Just making sure. I mean, I don't think J.J. Abrams will be that dumb.
Well, I don't think it's J.J. Abrams' call.
Oh, fair enough. I don't
think Disney would be that dumb.
Yeah. I mean, you got J.J. Abrams. I think he has a better track record, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
Let's see what Google has to say about this bullshit.
I'm tired.
This is a bunch of bullshit. Google.
That's what Google has to say.
Yep.
Oh, it does say J.J. Abrams is not directing episode 9.
Oh, but nothing about episode 8?
No.
What about 7?
Interesting.
The Zack Snyder Wikipedia mentions something about Star Wars. Where are you? Give it to me. Give it to me. Come on, you stupid little thingamabobber. Oh, fuck, I can't spell. In November, proclaimed that he would not be involved with development of Star Wars episode 7.
That does not help me at all. Well, glad we waited for that.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think it'd be that exciting. Huh? I'm sorry.
I did. I'm sitting here, dick in hand. I am ready.
How was everyone's week? Everyone's not dying?
Not only not dying, learning how to prevent people from dying.
Where were you, Andy?
When you were having problems? Well,
yeah.
Unfortunately, my training can only kick in if you, are not breathing, coughing, choking, anything like that. Like, I have to actually check and make sure there's no breath, and then I can try to save your life. That's the only life-saving I know how to do.
You are a useful person. Wait, useless. I mean, you're useful sometimes, but right now you're useless.
I actually had a talk with my boss before that, because my backup emergency warden for our area was out of town this week. I was like, should we send a third person, a backup to this training to also get certified since other dude's gone? She's like, nah, it's fine. We'll just send you. There's plenty of other people in the building that are all going to be certified, too. There's going to be, 30 people or something like that going to this thing in total between all the different areas in the building. I was like, yeah, I'm just thinking about, in our direct area, I'm the guy whose dad and granddad both died young of heart attacks. So me knowing how to do CPR kind of seems like we put all of our eggs in one really rickety basket.
If it happens, you think you're just gonna break down crying, why'd you die of me, Dad?
No, more of I'm the number one risk of heart attack in the area. It's like, well, I know how to fix this. Too bad I can't get any fucking leverage. Now I'm dead.
Well, that'd be so ironic if you started saving them and then the strain gave you a heart attack and you just fell over. And then no one knew how to save you either.
Someone asked about that. They're like, what if the strain causes a second heart attack? Are there a second set of paddles in the automated defibrillator device? And nope. In the highly unlikely situation that actually happens, you'll just have to go to another area and get a different whatever they're called. AED or something like that.
Here's something I read or heard, that those defibrillators aren't for when the heart has stopped.
Yes, they love to do that on TV where it's like the heart goes flatline and they're like, oh, everybody clear, we're going to shock this heart back into beating. That does not fucking work. The defibrillators are to stop ventricular fibrillation. Fuck, that's hard to say.
So they actually stop the heart, right, and get it beating in a correct pattern again, right?
It's kind of like hitting reset for a heart that's just spasming.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that they yell clear is not just because it will hurt like hell, but because there are two electrical signals, and there's points where one is rising and one's falling and they cross. And if you happen to take a shock across the heart at that exact millisecond, you will actually put somebody into fibrillation. Their heart will go into spasming. And it's not just an electrical shock. It can also happen with a physical shock. So once a year, some kid gets hit with a baseball or a softball right in the middle of the chest, right at that exact millisecond, and actually drops and goes into fibrillation. Their heart goes into spasming and they actually need to be shocked back into normal sinus rhythm. If the heart is flatlined, if the heart is not pumping at all, somebody better come and start actually manually pumping that thing until the heart picks back up again, because that person is dead at that moment, and no amount of electricity is going to make them Frankenstein back up. So, yeah, if somebody's got no pulse, do not put the... you can put the shocker thing on it, and it will... apparently, these things are, like, way automated. Like, it'll tell you what to do. It'll, like, tell you when to stand away. It'll tell you when it's charging and when it's ready for you to hit the little button to shock them. And then it'll like, also listen while you're doing CPR to see, you know, what their rhythm is doing, whether that rhythm is going to get you.
Sooner or later, the rhythm is going to get you.
Eventually. For now, the rhythm waits.
Just it's like death.
Just over your left shoulder. Always behind you. Just out of sight. Sleep well, kids. Yeah, so the whole thing, one of the things they're talking about is, like, if you walk in and somebody is down and you don't know how long they've been down, go ahead and start CPR. But we're just going to warn you right now so you don't feel bad about it later. That person's probably already dead. There's probably nothing you can do. You know, you've got about 5 minutes to get to somebody. So if they were down, you know, like in the bathroom or a break room or something like that, and there's nobody else in there and nobody saw them go down and they could have been down for 10 minutes or 15 minutes or something like that, chances are you're not getting them back. Okay. Like, yeah, and that'll mess with you later. I'm like,
why are we doing this?
I just came to squish on a dummy. I don't think I'm ever actually going to use this. Don't prep me for the emotional trauma that's going to happen later when I fail to save somebody's life with the CPR that I spent 2 hours learning on a random fucking Wednesday. It's too big of a thought for a Wednesday.
I am going to take a wildlife CPR class, and that's going to be... 2 full days, like the whole day, like 8 to 5.
So is that like if you come across a deer that's just down on the trail, you can
get back up? I know how to save him. I'm like, don't you die on me, deer. Don't you die on me.
So I'm gonna stun grenade a mountain lion just to see if you're really going to balls out do it.
I'll just take it as possible. Like, it's okay. It's just stunned.
What now, Dr. Doolittle? Your move.
It was like, first you check for breathing, then you check for choking. Fear for a pulse, and then take your balls out.
And he takes things weird places.
You said balls out. If he was going to balls out, do it. You took it there.
No. Everyone knew what I meant. And it wasn't what you said.
Fine. It's all me. Everybody blame the fat guy.
Done.
Don't we always?
True enough.
I quite purposely threw the Tancast Facebook page into the political arena yesterday.
Let's get political! Political. We're gonna get political. We're about to get political, and it's probably gonna suck.
Ah, how so?
So after the shooting, a bunch, you know, the fucking typical, like, don't take our guns away. We should put restrictions on guns. Things have just been flowing through all my feeds.
Yep.
And somebody reposted this Donald Trump for president page. It's like a image, and it says, when there's a bombing, we blame the bomber. When there's a drunk driving accident, we blame the driver. Why, when there's a shooting, do we blame the gun? And I was like, this is such bullshit. So I corrected it, and I posted the picture I just sent to you guys, but I will read for the listener.
Well, you can't tell by the way I roll, shorty, that I'm a ladies man, a businessman.
When there's a bombing, we, and I crossed out blame the bomber, increase security, change FAA rules, install full body scanners at airports, and arrest kids who bring clocks that look like bombs to school. When there's a drunk driving accident, we scratch out blame the driver, make drunk driving illegal, impose severe penalties, and set up random DUI checkpoints every major drinking holiday. Why then, when there's a shooting, do we cross out blame the gun, do absolutely fucking nothing? Good question.
Oof. So much truth. How many downvotes did we get?
Facebook has not installed the dislike button
all
yet.
All right.
And I don't think it's going to be a straight dislike button, is it?
It's going to be a gay dislike button?
No.
Nope. Uh-uh. And not with those shoes.
I don't think so, honey, like, child.
It's incredibly hard to code a dislike button. I'm like, really? Is it? I don't know a lot about coding. It does not seem that difficult.
Reddit seems to have it nailed.
Also, yeah.
Every
Apple...
comment section I've ever been to seems to have it nailed. Sorry,
yeah. No. No worries. I was going to say, Apple says it's very hard to make it so you can remove stock apps, too. And on the new OS, there's one app that you can go into the parent settings and say, hide this app. I'm like, why don't you just do that for every fucking app? Like, because they're saying, oh, they, you know, interconnect with other apps and it could cause problems. I'm like, then just hide it. Like, it can still live there. Just don't show it to me.
Yeah, and there's plenty of other shit that's like the system can detect if it's installed. Like, let's say the Twitter app, the Facebook app, the Vimeo app. Every single one of those things like has deep OS integration for sharing built in. Like, it's even got its own special little section in the settings, not like added by the app, but actually managed by Apple, and can do special shit. Like the Facebook one can go out and find Facebook photos to update your contacts. All that shit is special. All that shit depends on having the Facebook app installed. None of it actually, like, breaks when the the OS doesn't fall down when the fucking Facebook app isn't installed. It just says, app not installed. Would you like to install it? Here's a fucking button. It's bullshit.
Yeah, fucking Apple.
Utter bullshit.
Stop your bullshit.
That's, we definitely went, from, like, gun control to Apple. different things, gun control a bit more important. Apple, keep doing what you're doing. It's not
probably
killing people, as far as I can tell.
Well, just little kids in China, but, you know, they got a lot.
Oh.
They got extras, and I need Nikes.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't know, how do other places do it? Like, is it like they have more controls over the guns, or do they have just a different culture than we do? Do they catch these people before they get to the point of, like, feeling like they need to kill people? Has our culture changed so drastically that kids are feeling so isolated and angry and whatever that, they feel like they need to lash out in that manner? Like, I don't know what's causing
it. It's a combination of a lot of those things. Like, they didn't dismantle their mental health industry in the 80s. They have more restrictions on guns, and they have a less gun-happy culture. So it's all three of those things.
Yeah, I mean, I've said before that I support the idea behind the Second Amendment. I definitely think, you know, people say, the only solution for a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. That's bullshit. But the only solution for a government run completely amok is a populace able to fight that government and take back the power. It's just that our government isn't actually run amok in that fashion. Like, you look at the situations that was intended for are things like, the American Revolution, are things like the Arab Spring. It's things where it's like, it's a population that has absolutely no voice in the government. Not like, a bunch of liberals did things I didn't like. Quick, we better raise up and take over the government. Back for real Christian Americans. Like the fucking militia movement. That's not what the fucking Second Amendment is for. Second Amendment is for if there is, like, a small group of people who are running the entire government, like billionaires. If they then are, like, not letting people actually have a voice, like, let's say voter ID. I feel like I'm making a very strong case for us all buying guns and overthrowing the government.
Except that is not going to work.
It's not. It's a fantasy. It's this fucking cowboy fantasy. It's the same thing as the phrase, the only solution for a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Like, you watch too many fucking John Wayne movies. You are not Bruce Willis. You are not going to be crawling through the air ducts of every fucking school, finding all the active shooters and shooting them one at a time in the head with absolutely no civilian casualties. That doesn't happen in the real world. Also, torture doesn't work because 24 is also a work of fiction. But apparently people watch that shit and believe it too.
Well, like, even the professionals in the height of combat, like, kill their own. It's like, you think you,
yep,
who's like, does not, like, have any combat training, probably is going to, like, stop somebody?
And I go to the shooting range 3 times a week, and those plastic and paper things do not shoot back at you.
Also, people are always big on talk. Like, I don't know how many times, you don't hear so much anymore, but, like, if blah, blah, blah gets a vet and, voted in, I'm moving to Canada. I bet,
yep,
hardly anyone moved to Canada. Maybe they did, but it's a very small percentage of people who say it. Would still, yeah.
If the people who said it when the first time Barack Obama was elected, they would just now be citizens now if everything worked out correctly. My baby is angry at sleep for some reason.
It's like, fuck sleep.
Speaking of talk, like, that's, I don't really want to take everyone's guns away, except I kind of want it to happen just so that all the people who say, yeah, come take my gun, just to watch what happens. Because I don't know what scenario they're expecting in their mind, but that scenario ends with either them giving up their gun or them with a red splattery stain in their house.
Yeah, that was like the Branch Davidians.
There's no situation where you take on the government with your gun and win.
Yeah. You can take my gun from your cold dead from my cold dead hands. Challenge accepted.
I mean, there won't be that much hand left, but all right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to walk up, knock on your door, and ask for it. A drone is going to come by and destroy your house.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll drop a little pamphlet
actually,
of the middle finger.
This is the federal government. We're not going to show up with guns or drones or anything else. It'll just be, like, paperwork. They're like, you can take my gun from my cold dead hand. This is a notice to appear in court. Failure to appear in court will involve massive fines. Okay, well, you still have your gun, but now we've seized your cars, your house, all of your liquid assets. Good luck buying groceries with your gun.
Or bullets.
Or bullets.
Yeah, come get my guns. You really don't want to say that.
Yeah. That's a good way to get buried in an avalanche of paper. And or bullets. Ask the Branch Davidians.
Let's see, and there were other two. There were two other topics I actually wanted to talk about.
One was those ladies. Well, you can't tell by the way I roll, shorty, that
I'm a ladies man, a businessman. Oh, that shit pissed me off. Like, obviously less so than a shooting in Oregon, but still. Like, there was these chicks taking selfies at a baseball game, and everybody on my feed is posting, like, these stupid ladies, oh, why are they coming to the game and wasting all, why are they wasting those seats, and oh, stupid.
It was a baseball game, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Because that shit is fucking boring as shit.
Exactly. I didn't hear anybody posting the score of that game or any other highlights from the game. All they posted was the chicks taking selfies. AKA, that was the most interesting thing that happened in that fucking game. In fact, they spent like 5 minutes of airtime on it, and they only missed one base hit.
I mean, I think I was referring to baseball as the most boring sunburn I've ever received.
I don't understand this kind of like... I mean, baseball, it's fine, but like this kind of like, we're going to go to an event and not even pay attention to the event and just like sit, chat on our cell phones. Like, I don't get it either.
It's baseball. That's apparently what everybody fucking does. They go there to drink, eat hot dogs, talk to each other, and occasionally like actual play breaks out for a moment.
Well, right. Like,
yeah, but
baseball's
no, talking
a little
about
bit different,
like concerts
but,
and other stuff.
But
where
like,
people do
it's
that.
Not oh, yeah. like it's isolated to baseball. People do it all the time at every, like, well, I mean, I mostly know sit at music events because I'm there to like listen to the music, and people are just gonna blabber right behind you. I'm like, why would you come here and pay money to blabber? Like, pay attention to the show or just go to another fucking room, like, and let the people who want to see the music enjoy it. Like, it's, and like, you will see, like, I'll see people on their cell phones texting people movies now. It's like, it's getting such a thing that people can't just put down their cell phones and just enjoy something in the moment anymore. Like, I need to talk to somebody, I need to share it with people, like.
No, you know the secret is, they do put it away near me.
So, yeah. I mean, at baseball, I sure understand, but
come
I think
get my gun, says Andy.
It's part of a bigger issue that's happening with like, cell phones and just people. In general, feel like they can do what they want, when they want, regardless of who it affects.
Right, but if you go back and watch, like, people are complaining, like, you know, they're obviously
well, right.
distracting people.
I mean, there's nobody around them.
Exactly. I'm like, the Diamondbacks should be happy they even bought tickets for that shitty game that no one was clearly coming to.
Yep. I mean, yeah, like, in that
they're
case,
not in contention for anything this year. They probably were like... And oh, so then after they, you know, got all the shit talked about them, they donated ticket. The Arizona Diamondbacks said, "Hey, we'll donate you guys some free tickets for, you know, us having fun at your expense." And they're like, "Why don't you give them to some needy kids? Because clearly we don't need to come to the game anymore." And they didn't say it like that. They said, "Oh, why don't you give them to some children in need? Here's some charities we work with." But I like the implication of like, clearly the reason we get hopped on our phones is because your games suck.
Yeah,
you suck. Die in a Christmas fire. I know it's early.
Oh, baseball's so fucking boring.
And Kim Davis and the Pope. Nah, I don't really want to talk about it anymore. Fuck her.
All right. I love that.
Fuck
it was
Kim
like,
Davis.
You know, her scumbag lawyer got all that shit set up, and like, her scumbag lawyer's the one that's, you know, angling to try to make her
well,
into
we
this...
we could talk about it.
Well, yeah, I am. Fuck you.
Aw, I all love right. you, Tim.
I was trying this, to like, wrap this down.
Culture warrior. And then apparently, like, the Pope all somehow right. got, like, pulled into it, and then the Vatican, like, after the shitstorm breaks out, the Vatican's like... yeah, he met with her for like a second and had no idea who the fuck she was. Just like, you know, keep on keeping on, like a Pope will do.
It's like when you do a meet and greet with Justin Bieber. Like, you didn't, like, have a sit down with Justin Bieber. You and 15 other people stood in a room and he's like, hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? And they hustled him out of the room.
Yeah.
They had a connection. They locked eyes.
Yeah. Pope told everybody, hey, keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. He had no fucking idea what her good work was.
She's not even Catholic.
No, she's not.
Although now there's a move to get rid of the priest or bishop who set up the meeting.
Like, by who?
Catholics who were like, bullshit, that's not what the Pope wanted.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So not the Pope's not like, been, get that guy.
No. But there have been a lot of people in the Catholic Church who've been seating who don't like the Pope and his current policies, and they're trying to undermine him. And this was one of those instances.
I mean, I think, you know, probably because what he says is more aligning to like what I believe. But like, he seems like a Pope that's like, you know, trying some new stuff, and I like it.
Well, you go back and look at the Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus didn't say, "Fuck the homos because they're going to hell." It was like, "Blessed are the meek and the poor in spirit," and all the rest of that shit.
Right. I mean, he seems to be like kind of going with more the spirit of Jesus Christ than like
Weird. Yeah, because the born again evangelist Christians, of which I used to be part, they're very, very big on the angry God of the Old Testament, and this Jesus dude's a fucking hippie to them. Like, you need to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and then not listen to a single fucking thing he says.
Which I don't understand. It's like, I don't know. Like, if you can believe in a God, it seems like that you'd want to believe in a God that's caring and loving and accepts everybody. Like, and doesn't want
not
to
when you're
kill
angry
you.
That the Aussie and Harriet America that you thought that you grew up with, where blacks knew their place and homos were all in the closet, is slipping away from you. In that case, you want the angry God of fire and brimstone to go wash all the gays away.
I guess. I don't know. Peace and love, man. Peace and love.
Do we want to quickly run down anything that we watched recently?
I watched The Corpse Bride. It's pretty good. Not as good as Nightmare Before Christmas.
But I think I watched it and was not impressed.
Yeah, there,
I wasn't like, this sucks. I just was not impressed.
Yeah, there was a couple of times where it broke out into song. And it was Danny Elfman again, but I felt like the songs weren't as strong as Nightmare Before Christmas. They seemed a little bit more phoned in and a little all random. Right. Like, all of a sudden the music just starts to swell, and it's like, oh, I guess there's going to be song instead of talking right here. Weird to set up like a love triangle where it's like the dude, Johnny Depp's character felt like he was just going to marry somebody. And it was either going to be the dead chick or it was going to be the live chick. And it was just sort of like, the whole movie was sort of like, I'm going to marry whoever's closest right now. Like, okay, Johnny Depp, way to go, not making any decisions for your life.
That's how you do it.
Yeah. That's the secret to love, kids. Marry whatever's closest. Find a hole, stick it in, lock it together until you die. Even after you're dead, apparently.
Ooh, I'm dead.
Sorry, no, what'd you watch?
What did I watch? I watched things that were good. I watched Sicario, which was good. A little slower than I thought it would be, but enjoyable. Benicio del Toro was very good. I finished the Hobbit movies. I don't know if I mentioned that. They were long. Not as enjoyable as Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Really, really kind of felt stretched out and thinned.
If you guys say they aren't as enjoyable as Lord of the Rings, I can only imagine how quickly I'm going to want to stab my own eyes out before watching them.
Either you watch Prison Break with me?
Nope.
I was into that show, and I read there's like a little mini movie, like that's two of the final episodes, that just kind of wraps everything up. And I'm like, all right, I'll see how this wraps up. And that show is just so melodramatic and just not good. So don't watch that.
Okay.
Done.
Watch
Speaking
Sicario.
Of wrapping things up.
Oh, I also started watching, but haven't finished, Inherent Vice. So far, really good.
Okay.
Good to know.
And I love you guys.
Oh, I love you too.
So speaking of wrapping things up, watch that final CSI that I was touting last episode, and whew, do I regret going on the line for that one.
Glad I didn't spend my time with that.
Yeah.
I'm glad that came right off the DVR. It's not like, oh, we may want to revisit this later. Fuck this. Delete.
Yeah, when you were texting us, you're like, yeah, and then like, there's one character from a cliffhanger, and she just dies off camera. Like
not like a tertiary character. She was like the second billed person in the cast last season. Elizabeth Shue. She's a movie star who came to slum it on television for a while. And it's like, oh, she's in a coma. Will she make it? 2 hours of an hour and 45 minutes of the final episode later, and then Ted Dench just goes, Jules, sorry you died. Anyway, everybody, let's continue wrapping this up at a breakneck pace.
Gotta focus
and
on
even Grisham couldn't
on
save
Gil
it.
Grissom.
No.
Theracidal.
I feel like they brought Grissom back just to make confused looks for a really long time. Uh-huh.
Grissom puppy. What is this?
And that's the other thing. It was way too Grissom-centric for a show that hasn't had Grissom in it for like 5 years. And like the way they bring him back is so flimsy. But then he's just like right back in, like, oh, yep. Like, he hasn't been in law enforcement in like, you know, like 5 years or whatever. But like the main suspect in the case is, I don't know if you remember the Lady Heather character from back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. That's, she's like a suspect, sex therapist now or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they bring him back because he's a Lady Heather expert. And then, like, he doesn't have a badge. He doesn't have any credentials anymore, but he's in the lab. He's out in the field. He's walking. He's, hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Grissom, investigating. And I'm like, I was like an hour in the show. I'm like, fucking, I've seen Ted Danson twice. He is the star of the show right now.
Not anymore.
Like, nope.
Gil Grissom's back. Gotta get that Grissom gristle.
Gotta save the missiles like for Grissom.
The old Grissom whistle.
And I mentioned this at the tag for last week's show, but Colbert is definitely getting better.
That's good.
If you watch no other episode, watch when John Oliver was on.
Well, you can't tell by the way I roll, shorty, that I'm a ladies' man, a businessman.
Oh, I plan to. That's on our DVR.
Because I saw that episode and I was like, you know what? I just want a show with Stephen Colbert and John Oliver doing, I don't care, as long as they're doing it.
That seems.
And there was also a bit with Tom Hanks right in front of that that was super funny.
Nice.
What other show did I see that I thought was worth mentioning?
Have you watched
Can't
Scream
think of
Queens?
It. Fuck it. Maybe it'll happen next week.
If you haven't watched Scream Queens, you should watch Scream Queens.
Never going to watch Scream Queens, but all right.
Why not? Roberto's watching it. He likes it.
He'll watch anything.
Mikey.
I'm not a big fan of the horror genre.
It's not very horror-y. It's more like, I mean, like, kids getting murdered and all that, but it's...
Yeah. No, thanks.
Okay. Well, it's like... It's not even like scream horror. It's almost like I still know what disturbing urban legend you fried green tomatoes. I lost my train of thought there.
Yeah, not interested.
Yeah, so not quite like a parody, but like, yeah, it's definitely very tongue-in-cheek.
Oh, keep going, Andy. You're going to sell them at some point.
I don't even like how much death happens in Doctor Who.
Oh. My wife does not like the Capaldi Doctor Who. We're like halfway through his first season, finally.
Mm-hmm.
And like every episode, she's like... What a dick. What a D-bag. What a fucking jerk. I'm like, I know, it's glorious. She's like, I hate him. But she only watched, like, she didn't get into Doctor Who until Matt Smith was the Doctor. And I was like, you didn't see, like, angry jerk Eccleston or, like, madcap running around trying to run away from all of his problems. Oh, shit, named David Tennant. There we go. Whew, almost felt really bad about myself there. Like, I'm not a Whovian.
Hang on a second. I hear my... One son is defying my wife. The other is crying.
We'll slap them both.
Defy that wife.
From me.
Feel free to start wrapping up before I get back.
Sounds good.
Let's keep going, Andy.
Yeah, so just, like, I'm watching Capaldi be, you know, like, I'm like, he's always an egotist. He always thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. He always talks down to people. Like, that's always been his thing. It's just like, and other times it's been sort of charming because it's like, oh, pet humans, you're so cute. And this one's like, fucking humans are talking again. Like, and it's funny. And then there's one dude who, like, fucking calls him out on his shit, and that's even better. I'm like, he is a smug superior bastard, and this guy's calling him a smug superior bastard and pointing out to somebody who's been making excuses about it that he's a smug superior bastard.
And you're a fat.
I do like the Capaldi. I really want to go back and watch his, oh, fuck, I can't remember the name of the show. Yep, he was like a spin doctor. It's like a political show. British, and he played a character named Malcolm. I've got no idea what the name of the show was, but it'll probably be in the show notes if Tim thinks about it and listens to my words here. But Tim's away, so he doesn't even know.
No, Tim's back.
Oh, so I was saying I can't remember the name of the show that Capaldi was on, where he was like a political spin doctor.
I know
or
what you're talking
like
about, and I don't remember the name of the show either, but I just remember he swore a lot.
Yes. Yeah, watching bits of him swearing on that thing and then like watching just what a dick he is on Doctor Who and me loving it makes me want to go watch the other show, whatever its name is. It's not Torchwood.
Although he did guest star in Torchwood.
Did he now?
Mm-hmm.
The thick of it. Thank you, Internet.
Boom.
All right. That's Sandcast for this week.
It is.
Remember, never trust your heart. One day, it's going to give up on you.
Oh. Sad but true. Not today, well-behaved kids.
This week, I hate... I don't feel strongly about anything. This week I hate thinking that Noah might be dying and then him not getting my dick sprain jokes. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast. I got him.
I'm pretty sure he got your dick sprain.
I don't mean like he didn't receive them, just not appreciating the...
No, he received them, and he got them. He didn't want them.
Oh, okay. Like, Noah's in a hurting place. I better try to make him laugh. Noah, just sprained your dick? You sprained your dick. Noah, what about your dick? Did they test your dick? Dick, Noah, dick. Dick.
And I just want to advise, Andy. If yes. Anyone in your family, something serious happens, don't just start it with the jokes. Like, just give it a moment. Just comfort them. If they start joking, jump with the jokes. But don't be just like, sprain your dick? How's your boobies? Like, just don't be like, honka, honka. Just, it's gonna be okay.
That was a good laugh.
Hey, Noah.
Yeah.
Noah.
Yes.
How's your dick?
It's good.
Yep, it's getting funnier every time.
I know. Those are going to be my last words as my heart shuts down in about 20 years. Ask Noah.
When you have your heart attack, I'm like, how's your dick, Andy?
Not good, Noah. Get the defibrillator.
Dick defibrillator.
I'd be terrible if I shocked your dick.
Oh, no.
My boner's back. It's called Rick and Mortis. Oh, well, whatever.
This is what I've been looking for all my life.
Hey, baby. Want to see my death boner? Well, that got dark.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Goodbye.
Have a week. Nobody die. Get your dicks checked.